It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Side effects may include jocularity and increased knowledge.
Hey!
Hey, Gene! Welcome back to the show, everybody. Today is a continuation of yesterday's show. We got so excited. We were talking about soup, and it brought up so many memories of our childhood and beans and potatoes and growing up poor with a big family and all this stuff that I really forgot to talk about stone soup. We just got so carried away with it. So, Gene, have you ever had stone soup?
Well, actually, I did try it once. When I first heard the story, I tried it with a stone, and it worked pretty good. You know, it had a lot of flavor after a while, after I added a few more things. How about you?
I've never tried it. I really wish now that I had done this with my kids and my grandkids. Uh-huh. But, you know, hindsight is naturally 2020. And since we're at the end of 2020, the year from who knows where, it's time to move on. I'm not even going to talk about our word of the day because this is a continuation. And the whole idea of stone soup is collaboration.
Right, exactly.
It's a European folk story. And I know I had planned to tell the story of stone soup, but I'm afraid if I do, it would be like the butcher dance and it might take 3 or 4 days.
Right.
So I'm just going to share some tidbits that I found. But the whole story behind stone soup is that it's the story of hungry strangers who convince a town, a group of people to share a small amount of their food in order to make a meal that everyone enjoys. It's basically a moral about sharing.
The thing that's interesting is it's got a lot of different variations as far as who they are and what they're sharing, but the stone is really the most common. But the idea is the guy, he's hungry and he comes to town and all these people, you know, these stranger and they don't want to talk to him. Well, he just sits down and starts making some stone soup, gets a bucket of water, starts heating it up and drops a stone in it. And they're all looking around, what are you doing? And he's, well, I'm making stone soup. Would you like to try it when I'm done? It's a lot better if we had some carrots.
Yeah.
The guy with carrots is scratching his head. Well, you know, I could try. I got some carrots. So he threw them in. And then another guy walks up and he said, what are you guys making? It smells pretty good. He says, well, it's stone soup. It'd be better if we had some potatoes. The guy says, well, I got some potatoes, you know, and so he goes and gets them. And it just kind of everybody gets together and says, hey, that smells good. What you doing? So they all share it after they all chipped in. And the guy who knew was smart enough to understand that if everybody chipped in, you know, he didn't have anything, but he did have the stone and he had the idea. So,
you know, I've heard variations of that story where at the end, after everybody's filled and they've had their share of the soup, the guy, the stranger, actually sells the stone to the villagers.
Sure.
Now, did you know that there's a version of this story called the axe soup?
Yeah, I heard about that.
So they start out with an axe head, or they throw an axe in, you know, I've got axe soup here. And, you know, he starts cooking an axe. And then he, you know, he realizes, you know, or tells the people, you know, this axe soup is going to be so good. And the whole thing is it's a story of sharing, but it's also a story of being able to sell or persuade people to believe you.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like the story you and I keep going back to, painting the fence.
Yeah.
You know, with
Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Now,
well, and two, you know, that the old saying of, you know, God helps them what helps himself. You know, if you have an idea, at least you try something and who knows what shows up. Hey, yeah. Look, you know.
And they have different versions in German. It's called Der Schlau Pilgrim, called the Cunning Pilgrim. Because there's, yeah. You know, if anybody's ever made a pilgrimage, you know, you basically carry what you can carry on your back. And you often have to rely on the kindness of strangers. Mm-hmm. So this is a man who's on his way to Jerusalem. And he tricks one of his hosts into adding the ingredients one by one by one. You know, like you said, oh man, this would be so much better with just a little bit of garlic. One thing missing is a little bit of salt. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, this would be so good with, like you said, carrots or potatoes. I've heard of it in the Scandinavian countries, they call it nail soup.
Yeah. You could use about anything, really.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, in Portugal, the tradition is that a monk, you know, he was a traveling monk, and there's a city in Portugal called Almerien, or I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but they call it sopa de pedra, and it's a regional dish that they continue using.
Interesting.
The Chinese version, there are three monks. And, you know, they add things like carrots, rice, wine, pepper, salt.
Very cool.
Oh, now this is interesting. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm just sitting here thinking that's what Be Unique Magazine does is make stone soup.
Every quarter we make stone soup because
we
have people all over the world who get together and they put their bits and pieces into the soup. And we have this great, wonderful concoction called Be Unique.
Mm-hmm. Somebody comes in and does this. Somebody comes in and does that. Somebody comes in and does everything that needs to be done. Volunteers. And we create this huge ripple out there across the globe. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Well, there's a movie called Fandango that was created in 1985.
Oh.
And it tells the story of a couple who want to get married, mm-hmm. but you know, they don't have the money for a big venue or a reception or anything. They basically have the justice of the peace, but they set up a folding card table by the main street in this little town in Texas. And they invite people to come to the wedding. So what they do is they tell stories about caterers who didn't show up or a champagne truck that crashed on its way there. So the people in the town contribute their time and they go out and buy the things that they need. And it becomes a magical wedding ceremony for the whole town to come in.
Yeah, very nice.
And
cool.
In Cambodia, they have something called lucky iron fish. It's a lucky iron, is a cast iron bar that's shaped like a fish.
Really?
And the villagers consider this fish very lucky. So when you immerse this into a pot of soup, the iron dissolves into the liquid and adds this, you know, critical amounts of a trace nutrient because a lot of people were suffering from anemia.
Sure. How cool. Very cool. You know, wow. Yeah. I just, that's pretty amazing how all the different places have this, essentially the same human story.
Yeah.
But they each have their own flavor of the type of particular tools they used and the particular resources they had available in their world and you know, the different social activities they were doing. The difference were soldiers or monks or strangers, pilgrims.
And a lot of that has to do, I think, with maybe the time that the story was created, or the culture too.
Cultures, yeah.
You know,
well, when would it start? Did you? I heard it was like in the Middle Ages. Sometimes they thought the earliest part.
Let's see if I can find that
as
here.
As far as written,
it just
the first written that I think I heard was like.
Well, Johann Peter Hebbel wrote a German version in 1811.
Oh, okay.
That was the one about the pilgrim on his way to Jerusalem. I have a feeling this story has probably been around. Well, do you remember the story of Cain and Abel?
Mm-hmm.
From the Bible?
Sure.
When one brother made this really tasty stew when his father was very hungry, and he tricked him into giving his birthright away.
Mm-hmm.
So it really goes back thousands of years. I'm going to see if I can find. Well, no, there was a story written for children in 1973. But that might maybe the story that we're familiar with. Oh, here's one in Normandy, France. Two Jesuits come to a farmhouse, but only the children are home. And they convince the children they're not begging for food, but are self-sufficient. And they have this magical stone that helps make soup. That says
so they trick the kids.
Yeah. One source says that the story began in 1720.
Well, you know, I'm sure it's the kind of thing that how simple and how varied it is. I'm sure the same story probably went on ever since somebody first thought of it. You know, those folks back in the Greek and Roman days were all sitting around thinking, you know.
Yeah.
All well, those here's philosophers another one. And stuff.
Another one says 1548.
See, that's kind of where I'm thinking, pushing back in that direction. A lot of stuff that we have in our Western culture especially came out of those dark ages as far as the roots of the cultural stuff. The Renaissance, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of blossomed it all.
Exactly.
Oh, back and, to beans again.
Remember when I was telling you yesterday about gathering with my family? You know, we made this wonderful soup.
Yeah.
And my baby brother paid for it all. You know, mm-hmm. Prior to that, it had been tradition in my family to do this vegetable soup I don't remember not doing that, because that was a real cheap, easy way to make a meal for, you know, 50 or 60 people. So typically before my brother came and paid for it all and said, let the baby pay for it, you know, before mm-hmm. then we had always basically the women in the family, the sisters and in-laws would say, all right, I'm bringing the carrots. I'll bring enough carrots to make the soup. Somebody else would say, I'll bring enough celery to make the soup.
Sure.
Next person would bring a bag of potatoes or whatever. So in a way, we made our own version of stone soup.
Yeah, exactly. Like a one pot buffet, or what do you call it?
Everybody brings it? Or whatever.
What is it when everybody brings it? It's called
potluck.
Potluck, yeah.
But instead
one pot
of bringing,
potluck.
Instead of bringing actual potluck, we made our own potluck. We made our own potlucky, I guess.
Well, you know what? That's probably where that came from. Reverse that.
Very well, maybe.
From your family's activities. Everybody brought something, put it in the pot. So soup again.
Yeah.
I suppose back in the olden days when cooking pans were first invented, I suppose people had one, you know, so soup was probably the first cooking food.
Yeah.
After the stick, you know, with something on it. Don't you suppose?
I do. And I also suppose it is time to end this show because we're out of time.
All right. Well, and
tomorrow, folks, tune in. We're going to talk about cars. Gene and I are going to talk about some of our favorite cars and some cars we always wished we'd owned and things like that, or maybe why we don't want to own a car at all.
Yeah.
So tune in tomorrow.
See you then.
Make sure you participate with us through Gmail at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.